So I want to talk about the nursing facility in Yucaipa that has seen an outbreak of the coronavirus. Do we have any updates on that?
Yes, well, this morning, talking with city manager and staff, we have 71 cases at the facility, including three fatalities. 15 of the cases are staff.
Okay, so it's gotten a little bit bigger then.
Right. If you look at the website and the San Bernardino County Health website and the coronavirus link, it'll reflect those numbers also, at least in terms of number of cases at the facility.
Definitely. So this is pretty tragic then. I mean, we have three fatalities, you said, right?
Yes, three fatalities. And I don't, they didn't identify whether they're residents or staff. Doesn't make a difference. Three too many.
So what are you asking residents of Yucaipa to do to stop the spread of coronavirus?
One of the things that we're asking all of our citizens to do, not just in Yucaipa, but all throughout the state of California and the United States, is to be safe. And we're pushing, not pushing, we are promoting the slogan, safer at home. Stay at home unless you have to go out. And I understand, personally, I understand. I have to go shopping to get groceries once in a while. I have medications I have to get at the pharmacy. And the other day, my water line broke, and I had to go to the hardware store, which was open, and get parts to repair, my water line. And I understand that, but if you don't have to go out, don't go out. Just stay at home and avoid contact with others who may or may not be, a carrier. Some of the things that the city has done. Unfortunately, we've had to close down. We've asked all the non-essential businesses to shutter until further notice. We've closed down all of our public facilities, including our Yucaipa Performing Arts Center, our community centers, our city parks. We've reduced our contacts now at City Hall. You can still make an appointment to meet with them. However, things such as online, such as plan checks and permitting, an inspection request, you can do online now. We have maintained and kept open our trails, understanding that people do get a little, stir crazy at home. So we do have our trails open, but encouraging and expecting the hikers on our trails to keep the proper distance. Also, I'd like to encourage all of the members, if you have to, or citizens who have to go out in public, wear masks. It's been shown, apparently, that the aerosols emitting from us when we cough and sneeze and even talk, the moisture that escapes our mouth can carry the virus, and it extends out, and you don't think about things like that. So if you wear a mask and don't wear the N95 mask, let the first responders have those. But you can wear a homemade mask, or you can buy, if they're available or if you have some, the construction dust masks, if you will. You can use those, and that will help in the event that you may not know that you're a carrier. It would help those around you by not catching the coronavirus from you.
Okay. Anything else you want the public to know?
Just asking for everybody's, pleading for everybody's cooperation on this. We have to change our behavior. And by changing our behavior, we can actually stop the spread of the coronavirus. And please take this to heart. I understand that I just received an email just a few minutes ago. Someone's indicating that a neighbor is not taking this seriously. They think it's not a real thing. Even if you don't think it's a real thing, treat it as if it was. You have nothing to lose by siding on the error of caution. It's better to be prepared and to prevent than it is to not take it seriously and get sick. And especially for the most vulnerable of our society, the seniors, and those with underlying health conditions.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor Avila, so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for calling me.